Welcome to the Science Behind the Bible podcast, where we dive into the science behind the Bible to prove how science and the Bible go hand in hand. According to GotQuestions.org, psychotherapy or psychological counseling is the practice of attempting to heal a person's emotional and mental problems. The therapeutic practices often centers on regular conversations between a counselor and a client, known as talk therapy. These sessions may include exploring troubling thoughts, fears, and personal history. They might also include exercises to help adjust troublesome thoughts or behavior. Often clients are assigned homework in between sessions that may consist of things like observing and noting emotions or behaviors, attempting thought and behavioral modifications, and the like. Sometimes psychotherapists work in collaboration with medical doctors as well. The general aim of psychotherapy is to increase the person's awareness and understanding of the possible causes of unwanted feelings and behaviors, so as to achieve a decrease in unhealthy emotions and behaviors. But does the Bible align with modern psychology? Absolutely. The Bible states that one should seek out wise counsel. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. A good leader needs a wise advisor. One person's perspective and understanding is severely limited, and he or she may not have all the facts, or may be blinded by bias, emotions, or wrong impressions. To be a wise leader, one must seek the counsel of others and to be open to their advice. The Bible also states, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James chapter 5, verse 16. There is something so healing about sharing your struggles with others. Don't be afraid to seek wise counsel. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22.
If you found today's episode interesting, please feel free to share it with a friend. Have a blessed day.